Welcome aboard, folks. Again, here on another beautiful, beautiful Friday evening. I couldn't quite make out Cat's song. I hope it came clear to you. It didn't come clear to me. But it's too bad if it didn't, because it's such a beautiful song not to be heard in its entirety. And I hope that you did hear it. And if you didn't, it gets rectified so you can hear it, because it's too important to this radio show. Your voice counts, and personally to me, that Cat's songs are very well clear and heard by all. But again, welcome to Your Voice Counts. Your host, Phil Turney. I'm in a different place tonight. I'm in a different state. Drove here, like 34-hour straight drive, and looking forward to doing this show tonight. Very much so, because I wanted to do it with a good friend of mine, Mr. Merlin Miller. And Mr. Merlin Miller is not only a good friend, but a patriot, a person that gives most of his life, 99% of his life, to his country. He loves his country. I have a whole lot to say about Merlin, but I'll get that said in a minute. But I just want to get everything clear about why I do this radio show. I've been doing it for quite a while now, and on this great radio station, RBN, real news, real talk, real people, because you can't handle the truth, and that's why I'm on this great radio station, RBN. Thank you, Mr. Stat Miller, for indulging me and getting the truth out about the USS Liberty, the men slaughtered that day by the government of Israel, and that's what this show's all about. It's not about me. It's about them. It's about their families. It's about the men that were their wounded that day. Yeah, I was a walking wounded. Absolutely, I was a walking wounded. But I'm more mentally wounded than I'll ever be physically wounded. That isn't because that my wounds didn't hurt. That isn't because I didn't bleed. That isn't because I looked at myself and gave myself self-pity. I did not do that. But I always wondered why my government would turn their back on us. They turned their back on us in our greatest of needs. We're being attacked by a foreign government in an act of war against an auxiliary ship. An auxiliary ship, which means we were not a man of war. We were a very peaceful ship in the Mediterranean Sea, doing what our government orders to do. And 34 of my shipmates were slaughtered, were murdered that day by a foreign government. And that foreign government that is bought and paid for by the United States of America. Folks, I hear the music coming on. Hang on. We'll be back in a minute. I have to do some business here. Support your sponsors on RBN. Thank you. God bless you. See you in just a minute. Thank you. Bye.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GETBERKEY.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of the serenity. They attacked a silent ship, making a 40-foot hole in the starboard, killing 34 and wounding almost 200 more. They're just sending down a merciless nail palm. It looked like a devil's star war, and the liberty fell like a wounded and dying lamb. The men and the lions betrayed.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts on this wonderful Friday. Wherever you are, I wish you well. I wish your family well. I wish whatever you do in life well. If we all do well in life, it makes each other's lives much, much better. But I wanted to say again, it's been a long trip. In the last 34 to 40 hours to get here and do what I'm doing, but I'm full of energy, and I'm very happy to do this show, especially for my special guest, Mr. Merlin Miller. And we'll get Merlin on in a minute. Merlin, please hang on, sir. I just have to do some Liberty business and some RBN business, and it'll just take a little bit, but I do want to get this said for sure, folks, that the USS Liberty is one of the most highly decorated ships in the annals of the United States naval history for a single combat mission. And, of course, our mission wasn't a combat mission. It was a peaceful mission. We were an intelligence ship in international waters on June 8, 1967, when the government of Israel deliberately slaughtered 34 of my shipmates, and I will never forget that. I'll never forget the 174 that were wounded, and I'll never forget their families. And I never will ever, ever, ever forget them machine gunning our life rafts. We only had 3 life rafts left in the machine gun. They wanted no survivors, none. Those bullets, those airplanes, those torpedoes, those rockets, those cannons were bought and paid for by the United States of America, used against our sons on the high seas. So, folks, if you don't get it now, you never will. Israel's not a friend of the United States. They're not a friend of anybody. They will do exactly what they did to the USS Liberty, to anybody that gets in their way. They already said that. Ehud Barak, the other day on television, said no one dare ever, ever, ever dare attack Israel in the world. That includes the United States of America. So if you want to be dictated to by these people, you can, but I'm not going to. I never will be. I'm here for the benefit of the United States of America. My children, my grandchildren, and their futures, not theirs. It is in their interest. With there are 200 to 300 to 500 nuclear weapons, to be friends with the world instead of enemies. To be friends with the world instead of enemies. Folks, I got a person that I love dearly, John Gadusko, that has got a website. It is tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. It's John Gadusko's site. It's the best site on this or any website. Is tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. It is better than Jim Ennis' site. Jim Ennis was a former officer aboard the USS Liberty, and he has a lot of garbage on his site, a lot of lies and misconceptions and berating people that he doesn't even know. Disgusting, despicable, dishonest, and outright lies. How he figures he can get by with that, I don't know. Also, another thing, John's wife, his dear wife Betty, fell and hurt her foot, broke her foot. So John's doing all the chores now, John. So good luck with that, sir. And with God's speed, let's let Betty get healed up quick and pray for her, please, folks. And let's get Betty healed up where they can be happy, and John can walk her around, and they can walk around the block and enjoy each other's company in the beautiful state of Florida. Also, I want to thank, of course, this radio station, Republic Broadcasting Network. And again, especially John Stadtmiller for putting together such a great, great staff and crew of people that care about America and love America, and want to be part of America. John has put together such a great, great bunch of people that are hosts on Republic Broadcasting Network, and the people that they get as their guests to call in and tell those stories, tell what they want to talk about. You know, we don't cut anybody off. Of course, we won't allow any profanity or trying to run other people down. You know, we can all agree to disagree, but we don't have to run anybody down. There's no reason to yell or scream or anything like that. We're all adults. We can figure out what we all want to figure out in our own minds. So let's be respectful to RBN, to all the hosts, and all the guests that come on, and to the people that call into this radio station. Now, to call in, all you have to do is go to 877-488-5350, 877-488-5350. Now, with that being said, I want to go and talk a little bit about my guest today. His name is Mr. Merlin Miller. Mr. Miller happens to be running for a third party for the presidency of the United States of America. Yes, that's right, the presidency of the United States of America. And Merlin is making a lot of waves. He's making a lot of friends. He's talking to a lot of people. And people are starting to learn what the real deal is. Thank you, Merlin, for doing that. God bless you so much. God bless your family. Merlin is a graduate of the prestigious Military Academy at West Point. He was in West Point with none other than General Petraeus, who right now is the head of the CIA, and many other officers I'll let Merlin talk about. And I know how proud Merlin is of his family, and I'm talking about his three daughters, who also graduated from West Point, one of the most prestigious academies that has ever been an academy showing respect and honor and dignity for the United States of America. I've always respected West Point, as I do, of course, the Naval Academy, the Air Force Academy, the Merchant Marine Academy, and all the other academies that, that go on to bring out these great officers and to lead our men and women into battle. So with that being said, Merlin, I could give you some more information about yourself, but I know you're a motion picture producer and that you're currently working on a film about the USS Liberty. God bless you, Merlin, and welcome to Your Voice Counts. Please come on, sir.
Thank you, Phil. It's an honor to be on your show again. I do appreciate it. And sorry to hear about Betty Jodesko. You know, John and Betty are good friends and real patriots. And please pass on, if they're listening tonight, I hope they hear that they certainly have our blessings, you know, and we pray that everything goes well for Betty. Great people. He's done so much, I know, for the Liberty crew, and had been a part of the Liberty crew before, of course, the attack in 1967. But it is an honor to be on your show, Phil, and a lot of things are happening right now. I think the tide is turning in favor of patriots for this country again, but it's still an uphill battle for us.
It is, Merlin. It's an uphill battle, but, you know, slowly but surely, the people of this great, wonderful country that we're so fortunate to be born in are learning about the real truth about what has made this country not so great anymore. And that truth and learning is not fiction. It's not something we just made up. It's real facts. And the facts are that certain people have a lot of power in this country. They have enough power to murder Americans on the high seas and get by with it. They have enough power to influence our Congress and get by with it. They have enough power to influence all presidents and get by with it. They have enough power to overcome the movie picture industry in this country and get by with it. They have enough power to put words in Rush Limbaugh's mouth, as well as Bill O'Reilly and many, many others. Let's put 99% of them, and they will go along with the Zionist agenda for the state of Israel. Now, that's a very sad commentary for this country. Merlin, in your days of in becoming a United States officer of the Military Academy at West Point, where are we going to go from here?
Well, Phil, I think it just takes shows like yours, people standing up and speaking truths, and I'm on the road myself right now.
musician. The music coming on. Folks, hang on.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts. It is approximately 23 minutes after the hour. It is, a great pleasure to, again, host this show, Your Voice Counts, by Phil Turney, USS Liberty Survivor, June 8, 1967. I do want to thank Kat Faber and her husband, Rick, and, of course, Ron Kukol, for getting guests. And of course, Kat, she is the person that really runs this show, along with her husband Rick, and of course Ron Kugel gets a lot of guests for us. And also James Morris at ushijack.com. Go to this site, ushijack.com. I apologize for putting you in a bad position, Merlin, when we got cut off there, but I didn't hear the music. But if you'd please go ahead with your comments, I'd appreciate it.
Oh, you bet, Phil. And you're talking about where do we go from here. I see a lot of avenues developing for us, and I'm on the road right now, and part of that is for the political campaign that we're running. But I'm in New Jersey on the Eastern Shore, and I was with a family today that's three generations of Navy, of serving in the Navy. And I've known them for some time, and a couple of them I talked to about the USS Liberty before, and still a lot of them. It's a very extended family. A lot of them didn't know about it. We were speaking some more about it. And, of course, they're very concerned and upset with not only what happened to the USS Liberty, but what's currently going on in the Middle East. And, the third-generation people are being deployed, multiple times. And I understand in the Navy now they're actually going to be increasing the time of deployment. It used to be much shorter, but I'm not sure what the reason that the Navy has is. I know the Army was trying to cut back the length of the deployment. It was pretty successful in doing that, but evidently it's going the other way for the Navy right now. But more and more people in the services are starting to wake up to the fact that these wars, these perpetual wars that America is fighting, certainly not in our country's best interest or the American people's interest. They're not constitutional. They certainly weren't properly declared. We're fighting these wars for Israel, for multinational corporations, perhaps still for oil interest, but certainly not, they're not in America's best interest. And more people are starting to wake up to that reality now. And I think that shows like yours and people just word of mouth, just talking about what happened to the Liberty, explaining how that connects to our foreign policy, how our foreign policy was hijacked at that time, and a key moment in America's history, and that, from that moment on, our foreign policy was really not controlled by Americans who had their best interests in protecting the American people, but in foreign interests. And you look at it now, you look at the people in the State Department, you look at anybody that's really involved in handling our foreign policy, our foreign affairs, large numbers of dual citizens, dual Israeli citizens, and to me it's unfathomable that we put up with that, that we would allow people that have a loyalty to another country. And when you truly weigh it, it's a first loyalty to another country. They don't have a first loyalty to America, and they're dictating our foreign policies, and that's concerning to me. I've shared this information with some of my West Point classmates as well. I've written a treatise which several of them read a few years ago and didn't believe at all. Their heads were in the sand. They really didn't understand what was going on. But I do sense change. I do sense that a lot of them now are starting to pull their head out of the sand. They're getting very concerned. They see these wars stretching on. They see our economy about ready to collapse. They see the media that is so totally controlled, and truths are no longer coming through our mainstream media. All of these things are building, and the momentum is such now that I think more people are going to have the courage to stand up and start saying, hey, let's put America first. Let's start talking truths again. Let's confront this evil that has somehow penetrated America and taking us over, and let's do something about it. Personally, I'm involved in a political campaign. I see where both the Democratic and the Republican parties have long ago been taken over by special interests. The vast majority of politicians are owned. They don't serve their constituencies. They're there just to get reelected. They owe their allegiance to the special interests that keep getting them reelected. Our founding fathers did not envision career politicians. They envisioned the common man representing their area and their constituencies, serving for a short time and then going back to a normal way of life. And that's no longer the situation in Washington, D.C. And so we've got complete corruption in our political system. And how do you turn that around? It's not easy. I see a statesman like Ron Paul, who's been fighting for years to tell truths and to vote his conscience and to always support our Constitution. And he's been marginalized, he's been attacked, he's been called kooks and everything else, and he's the one true, honest statesman that I think I'd love to see in there a lot longer, but unfortunately he's going to be leaving office here pretty soon. I don't know what's going on in the Republican Party and whether a deal might have been struck and where Rand Paul sits in all of this, but I really don't see the Republican Party turning it around just yet. Perhaps with enough pressure they will. In lieu of that, we're building an alternative party that will represent the American people, and if nothing else, to present the issues that the Republicans and Democrats are not presenting to the American people.
Okay, Merlin, we got another break coming up. Then we got a pretty good long run. Thank you, Merlin. Hang on. I appreciate you coming on. Your voice counts on this great radio station, RBN.
Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts on Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Real talk, real news, real people. That's why I'm on this radio show, because you can handle the truth. If you want to call in, go ahead and go to 877-488-5350. That's 877-488-5350. Merlin, when you dropped off, finish your sentence, please, and then I got a couple questions for you.
You bet, Phil. I was getting a bit long-winded there, but talking about the politics in the country, and what we're doing right now is really just trying to get a voice out there, a new voice, a new party that can bring issues to the forefront. And if we can penetrate the mainstream, if we can get some issues out there that the Democrats and Republicans aren't talking about, we see it as being very healthy for the country, and perhaps it'll force some of these career politicians to deal with these issues. But the American Third Position Party is the party that we're building. And if people want to look and find out more about it, it's MerlinMiller2012.com. And we're small. We have no real aspirations of having a great deal of impact this year, but we're going to do what we can to stir the pot, grow the party so that people will have some alternatives within a few years, and maybe we can make a difference long term for the country and hopefully for our kids and grandkids. And that's what the political movement is all about. whether a coalition effort for Ron Paul could materialize out of it this year or not, I don't know. But if not, we've got to continue to do something to build a political movement and an alternative to depending on the Democrats and the Republicans.
Marlon, you made a very profound statement there. It depends on the Democrats or the Republicans. Well, I guess it depends on if you want to save America, Republicans, Democrats, independents, whatever you want to call them. If you love this country, you better step up to the plate, folks, because we're going down the tubes, and we're going down the tubes real quick. And, you know, Merlin, I know you got a book out. I want you to advertise that book a little bit right quick, and then I got another question or two for you, please.
Sure. Our book is called Our Vision for America, and we look at it as the common sense of today. You know, Thomas Paine had written Common Sense during the Revolutionary War era to basically be a guide to say what was going on and what needed to happen to get the country on track and you know, to defeat the tyrannies of Britain at that time. And now we need to wake Americans up to defeat the tyrannies that are taking over our country and destroying our constitutional republic. So Our Vision for America really is a book that identifies the problems that are plaguing us and what realistically can we do about it as patriots to stay within the bounds of law and our Constitution. And there are all kinds of remedies, all kinds of solutions that we lay out in this book. And the book has gotten some great reception. We're hopeful that we can penetrate the mainstream with it and really get a lot of sales. But it's sort of our guide for what we're doing politically. And, of course, penetrating media is our other big challenge besides the political arena. And we can discuss a little more about what we're doing on that in terms of the motion picture industry and our project called False Flag, which I think is going to be a real eye-opener for a lot of people and very entertaining. So hopefully we can penetrate the mainstream with it.
Outstanding. I appreciate that information, Merlin. Now, also, I think you remember back when you and I were at the VFW, and I believe it was in, what was that, Indiana? That was, what town was that?
I'm drawing a blank myself, Phil.
It was Evansville, Indiana.
That's right, Evansville.
Evansville, Indiana, and I remember one of the past commanders come up there, and he was a little bit shaken and perturbed about what was going on. And he said, "This is not going to be held as a political event, especially in his VFW." Well, he soon learned and apologized after his outburst that it wasn't a political event. It was two or three men and women trying to get the truth out about this great land we live in. And, you know, he was very, very kind in his apology, and I think he learned a lot, but also with your classmate, General Petraeus, who now runs the Central Intelligence Agency, the most secret official agency that we know of in this government, excluding the National Security Agency. Now, with you knowing General Petraeus, now a secretary officer, what are your views of him on Israel and the potential of this government supporting them in an all-out war with Iran?
Well, it's very scary to me what's going on right now. Of course, Dave Petraeus is one classmate of mine at the CIA, but there's also Martin Dempsey, who's now chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Marty's a classmate, and so is Keith Alexander, who's head of the NSA and the Cyber Command. And these three are probably the most successful of our class, especially in terms of government service. Unfortunately, you don't serve in government and get to the highest levels of command unless you've served well, you know, and basically that means you don't disobey orders. You abide by the dictates of the hierarchy, which, as you know, in our government today is Zionist controlled. And that's very concerning for me. All of my classmates I consider to be patriots. They're good people. You know, I knew them and know them to be good people. I know them to be honest and are patriots. But at the same time, you know, I see what's going on in the country, and I wish that they would or could do more to turn this around, because I see the war drums pounding. I see everything that's going on covertly in our country, and especially through our media, to try to prepare us for war, if not against Iran, at least against Syria, and building toward an eventual confrontation with Iran. And that would just be so destructive for world peace, and especially for America. Iran, of course, has never attacked another country in hundreds of years, and to paint them as an aggressor, of course, their nuclear program is designed for nuclear energy. They are signatory to the, you know, I forget the name of the organization again, the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, and of course Israel is not. And Israel, we know, has nuclear weapons, and their technology was largely developed by having it stolen out of America. So, I mean, the dual standard over in the Middle East is just unpalatable to me. And of course, it's American dollars that are supporting the state of Israel, their military budget, and of course, a lot of that is by way of loans, which are never repaid, and a lot of it by way of grants. We need to think America first. Start to put our country first. Bring our forces home. Stop giving monies to foreign countries. I'm not talking about just Israel. We shouldn't be supporting any of these foreign nations. We look at being in 140 countries and, of course, still in Europe. Why are we paying for the national defense of all these other countries? Our country is reeling right now. We're having economic problems. We need to build our own country back up again. And that, to me, doesn't mean isolationism, but it means putting America first. And it means not spending and wasting dollars in all these overseas adventures, which are destroying our reputation throughout the world, as well as putting the lifeblood of our people on the line, and, of course, bankrupting us at the same time. So I'm very much in accord with our founding fathers' vision for limited government. We need to somehow shrink the size of the government. That means all of these agencies. It means the NSA. It means the CIA. It means our military. We bring them home. We don't have to have the huge forces we have. I believe in a strong military. I believe in a strong research and development budget. But we need to protect our own borders here at home. And there's currently an invasion going on in America, an illegal immigrant invasion going on that's destroying us from within. And if there were truly a war on terror, our borders would not be open to this. And so that tells you a lot about the real motives behind what's going on here in the Middle East.
Marlon, very, very well said. And I might add, I've read extensively on this before I left Colorado about the passionate attachment towards Israel, and also the spying that goes on between the United States and Israel. And it just so happens that your classmate, the head of the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, said that Israel is our greatest abuser of stealing, selling, disputing classified material. So I think General Petraeus is a patriot. I think he's trying to do the very best job he can in the position he's in. And, of course, it's a political position. They can get rid of him anytime they want to. But I do give him kudos for that, Merlin, and I hope you do too. And perhaps, just perhaps, the very tip of the sword, the very tip of that arrow will penetrate the heart of this government and let everyone know that we are not the stepchild of Israel, and never will be and cannot be ever again.
Yeah, very well said, Phil. And going back to Dave Petraeus, he has courage for saying that. And of course, it's very true. And people in the intelligence world know that Israel spies on us more than any other country. They are not our best friends. And of course, it was a creation by the Rothschilds, and ultimately it was designed for world hegemony in the Middle East to be controlled by the international bankers. And you can't just blame the Jewish community in America for what happens simply because I believe the American Jewish community is largely controlled by the efforts of these global elites, and unfortunately they do have too much influence. But as far as Dave Petraeus, he also came out talking about the dangers to our troops in the Middle East based on the Israeli-Palestinian situation not being favorably resolved. And America, if we lose our position as being a fair arbiter for peace, which we've largely done over these last 10 years, then how can we hope to create a scenario for peace in the Middle East? And same with my other classmates. Marty Dempsey, I know he's standing up and doing what he can. There's been occasions when I know he's doing everything he can. And I believe that these patriots are going to stand up and do more and more for our country. And well, it's got to be house cleaning that takes place. We've got to get people that are these dual Israeli citizens out of secure positions in our government and put people in there that will put the American people and American interests first again. And that's going to be a painful process, but I hope that it's underway right now.
Well, you know, I do too, Merlin. And, you and I think in a very patriotic sense, because we've served our country honorably, and we have tried to serve our country honorably in the private sector. But, you know, when you take that oath to protect our country from all enemies, foreign and domestic, just because you get out of the service does not mean that that right that was given us when we took the oath is gone. And I know you believe that. I know all servicemen that and women that care about this country believe that. And, you know, with that being said, we have a caller on the line. Merlin, would you mind taking a few calls?
Oh, please. I look forward to it.
Okay. Listen, we got Harvey in North Carolina. He's up first. Harvey, welcome to Your Voice Counts, and thank you for calling in. Appreciate it. What do you got going on?
Hey, Phil, just wanted to call in and tell you the show. I've been listening to it for quite a while now, and it is excellent. Merlin, I like your ideas. They go right along with mine. Israel is trying to monopolize and always has the United States and get them to fight the wars for them. And it's time we stand up as Americans and put our foot forward and wake up and realize that the country is just going down, and if we don't do something soon, our country is going to be rock bottom.
That's right. No, it's an excellent comment, Harvey, and how we best do that, I don't know. There's a lot of ways to do it. Another way, as we mentioned, is our motion picture project, and for me personally, learning about the fate of the USS Liberty, when I met one of the survivors, and I don't know that I should use his name on the air because he's working in an industry where his career could suffer for it, but meeting him and then meeting other Liberty crewmen, going to their reunions, finding out their story and how shocking it was to me was an eye-opener, and it led me on an exploration to try to connect other truths. And if we can get that motion picture made, and it's a contemporary story, it is not set in 1967, it's set today, but it connects what happened to the USS Liberty to what's going on today and how to prevent the war on terror from being escalated into World War III, specifically by trying to aggravate the situation with Iran. It's an edge-of-your-seat political thriller that we think is going to wake up people and be a very entertaining motion picture that could potentially go viral, could be a game-changer for us. And we need somehow to penetrate media just as much as we do politics. And that's why it's so important for motion picture projects and independent companies to get out there and do what they can to tell truths, to tell the things that we aren't getting out of the mainstream media. And the garbage that's coming out of Hollywood has just made us a sick country. We need to fight that somehow.
I saw a lot of things written in some of the books that was not exact. It was close, but Phil can tell you when he sent me to the bridge and I made my way up to the 04 level, I was there through the entire attack and all night long and into the next morning when the ships finally came to our rescue, and I saw everything that happened, and you know, it was just a massacre. And, you know, for 40 years, I've never talked about it. I always kept it to myself. And until Phil and Ryan finally got me talking about it, I decided to, with Ryan's push, to call in and just kind of give you my opinion, you know, a little bit of it. And I don't want to take away from your time. And I'll get with Phil later, and maybe we can get a time we can talk about it. But I did want to tell you, outstanding job, both of you. And I look forward to listening to the shows. And I'll go ahead and turn it back over to Phil.
Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you completely fed up of being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are, incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of the serenity. They attacked a silent ship, making a 40-foot hole in the starboard, killing 34 and wounding almost 200 more. They're just sending down merciless napalm.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to your voice counts. We got, I don't know, about 3 or 4 minutes to the top of the hour, and then we'll start a whole new second hour. And Harvey, I know you remember very well that day, and I know it's hard for all of us to talk about it, but I need to get you on my radio show to tell your whole story about it. But you know, the disturbing thing about it, Harvey and Merlin, is that the survivors and the people that have the courage, as Merlin Miller has, to bring out the truth with movies and with books, with speeches and with heart and soul, is the fact is that the Israelis have the gall, the ADL, the AIPAC, the Jewish organizations have the gall to call us anti-Semitic when we didn't fire a shot at them and they murdered 34 of our shipmates, wounded 174 others, including myself, and almost murdered the rest of the crew, and our government left us out there alone. Now, how do you explain that? How does anybody explain that? You're talking about stranger than fiction. I just can't believe it. I just can't believe it. And I just wonder what you would like to add to that, please.
Well, first, I'd like to thank Harvey for his service and for his call. You know, he's another one of these patriots that he needs to have his story told. I mean, the Liberty Crew story is so important to us. But in terms of what's going on and with Israel and making sense of it all, I'd look at it as the global elites have no loyalty. They have no patriotism. Money is their god. They're the benefactors for Israel. They're the ones that control our banking system. They're the ones that own the politicians. They own the media. And unfortunately, because they control the media, they control the public discourse, and they can call us whatever they want to call us and get away with it. And unfortunately, most people accept what they hear in the mainstream media as truth, but that is starting to change. People are starting to realize that they're not getting truth from the mainstream media, and we just have to stand true, stand up, stand tall, and proclaim the truths as we know them, and more people are going to wake up to it and start to listen.
Oh, I agree totally, Merlin. And Harvey, I hope you're still there. And I would like my producer, Kat Faber, excuse me, get a hold of you and get you set up for a interview on Your Voice Counts, so we can go over a few things that only you and I and a few other guys know. What do you say to that, Harvey?
That sounds good, Phil. Just get in touch with me. And we'll try to set up a time, and I'll try to go back through and write down some topics to talk about. And, I didn't want to take away from Merlin, but I did want to call in. Ron's been kicking me every day to call in, so I know he's listening. And I told him I would call in tonight and just say what a great job you're doing. And I'm going to look to support you from my end. And if you need anything, just give me a call.
Oh, okay, Harvey, God bless you, and thank you for your service to the United States of America, and especially to the USS Liberty and the men that lost their lives so needlessly in such a short period of time. They never got a fair shake, and Harvey will get back.